Little Mix, welcome to the show. First of all, can I talk to you about the tour? You must be absolutely buzzing to get out.
Yeah.
We cannot wait. We're so excited. We were just saying actually earlier on like how much we can't wait to just get on tour and live the tour life, because it's our favourite thing to do, really, singing and performing, seeing all the fans. So, yeah.
I remember you saying that to me actually last time that you came in. You're like, I really just love being on the tour life. Like, because people kind of look after you, don't they? You've got a routine for everything, right?
Yeah, lie-ins, you get fed well, nights out, living the dream.
That's nice. What about on the bus, though? Is there anyone in particular that is like a bit of a nightmare to be on the bus with?
Perry, when she farts.
She just guffed. When
you're sleeping on the bunks, Leanne's really bad for making a noise.
Being loud.
Is anyone seeing my charger?
That's good. That is good. Just like no level control. Like.
No, but me and Jessie are perfect.
Of course.
Every single way.
Let's talk about the Brits then, because I'm really excited about Brits. Like, yes. Loads of people on Twitter saying, can you just give us some insight into the performance? Can you give us anything?
Well, it's definitely going to be something that you're not expecting, that's for sure.
Okay.
100%. We're doing a much-loved song, Black Magic.
Okay.
But we're doing it in a very different way, so you're going to have to wait and see.
Okay. So, are outfits sorted? Because I'm really excited about the outfits.
Yeah, we've got an idea in mind. They're busy getting designed, actually.
Okay.
We've gone all out. We've got, you know, proper designer in to do it all. Well, one thing I can say is they're going to be very sparkly.
That's good. I think sparkle is the way to go. I was also thinking, like, the iconic moment where Jerry walked out on stage at the Brits in her Union Jack dress. Is there going to be any sort of, like, jaw-dropping moment for us looking at you guys?
Hope so. I think we're going to have a very, like, big entrance. Yeah, we're going to try our best to be remembered.
I'm excited for it. So I've read somewhere that the Secret Love song is really kind of ramping itself up as an LGBT anthem. Have you ladies heard this?
Yeah, we have. We love that. I think it's nice to have a song that sends a positive message in the LGBT community.
Pretty big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, really big. And I seen like, one of the fans has made like a video version with a kind of like a gay storyline. It's really good.
That's cool.
We should have a little look at it. It's lovely.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
But it's great. It's really nice.
I'm glad that you brought the fans up, actually, because I want to introduce you to someone. So I'm just gonna call a number, okay? And we'll get one of your fans on the line. Is that all right?
Sure.
Here we go. Can you hear it?
Yeah, it's ringing.
Hello.
Is that Lily?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, it's Olivia. You're on the line with Little Mix right now.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Can you hear them?
Hi, girls. Lovely to meet you. Yeah.
Hi.
Okay, so Lily's got quite an interesting story, and this is why I wanted to introduce you to her. So, Lily, take it away, mate.
All right, well, the four of you have always told people to be confident in who they are, and you've taught me to be okay with who I am. But when you released Secret Love Song Part 2, it was a really big deal for me, because it actually pushed me to come out as bi to my mum. And she's been so supporting ever since. And without that song, without you girls, I'd probably still be a pretty miserable person. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, you should be very proud of yourself for doing that, because that's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's made our day, right?
Yeah,
thank you.
I just wanted to share that with you ladies, because obviously Lily contacted me on Twitter and I was like, right, these girls need to know about it. Lily, is there anything else that you want to ask of the ladies?
I actually wanted to ask whether you're excited to tour again. So I'm coming to see you in Melbourne.
Oh, we can't wait. We love Australia, so we can't wait to get back there. And obviously we're bringing the Get Weird tour there. So hopefully it'll just go off and we'll all have a bit of fun.
Yeah, can I just say that the only thing I'm upset about is we only get 3 days there, I think. And we don't have any days off, so we can't go to the beach. Got it.
The jet lag's going to be so bad for you guys.
Yeah, I know. Right? Yeah.
That is mad. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us, Lily.
Thank you, Lily.
Thanks for having me.
See you on tour.
Bye.
See you on tour.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Oh, how lovely.
Bye.
Oh, that was incredible. Oh,
there we go. So I just wanted to get Lily on the phone to you. That was nice, wasn't it?
That's what makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does. I'm really excited to see you on the Brits, and obviously good luck with the tour and everything. I think I'm going to try and see you at one of the dates, maybe in Manchester or something.
Yes, please have to.
That'd be wicked. So have a brilliant time and we'll speak soon, yeah?
Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers, bye. Take care, bye.
Bye.